first and the first episode of Remnant Faith. The topic today is going to be, well, we're going to go through a series of topics on different episodes consecutively on certain distinctive features and aspects to what I consider to be the remnant faith or the remnant movement of truth, which I would define as it transcends denominations, it transcends churches, buildings, houses of worship that we would see modernly as buildings or organizations, but it's a group of people out of those. The remnant means a remainder. So those who remain, the few, the residue, really it means the original language, the residue. The remaining ones of his people scattered throughout the world will benefit from these truths. And I could show you that through other prophecies of the Bible that it is occurring now. And occasionally God does choose an age to act significantly and to fulfill certain prophecies in history. But more than that, he is also moved in such a way in those ages that he can create an impact through erring and sometimes surprising instruments. Mighty works of wonders, similar to the miracles of the apostles and the works and signs given by Jesus. Now, to end shortly, I'm going to answer a few Bible questions. Now, one is, a lot of people, is soul sleep biblical? Are we asleep until the resurrection? There is, I wouldn't consider it as an essential, but I would say this. I would say that the Greek and, I'm sorry, I could be wrong. I believe it's the Greek. But the original language, I am sure you can have it no other way, saying that once you pass away, you are directly in the presence of Jesus. And that's it for tonight. Thank you, and God bless.